They were looking at trends then in chemical reactivity and properties that of the elements that will start to explain those trends in chemical reactivity. So starting with groups 1 and group 2, the reaction with water then of group 1 will be to react slowly at the top of the group. Increased reactivity as we go down. So most people have done the sodium plus water experiment. Have you guys done it at school? Yeah, good. Can't remember? I should remember. Yeah, we actually did it with 1020 last year. They quite liked it. Sodium's not often done at school. It gets a bit scary at the point of sodium. And I used to work with sodium and potassium as an alloy, which is then a liquid alloy. And that stuff is scary stuff because just the slightest amount of water and it really catches on fire and explodes. So this is the one that at school you just got to be careful that you don't put too much sodium into your beaker because otherwise things jump back in your face. The reason for it becoming more and more vigorous as we go down, you remember the atoms get bigger. As the atoms get bigger, then the attraction for that outer electron to the nucleus is weaker. It means it falls off more readily, so it's more reactive. So that trend in size now is explaining reactivity. The actual reaction is the alkali metal reacts with water to form a hydroxide and it releases hydrogen. Now the melting points you recall for the group 1 were quite low and they decreased as we went down. So once you get to a certain point, the amount of heat that's released in this reaction will be sufficient to melt the metal. Now a solid has got a fixed outside surface and that surface then determines how quickly the reaction's proceeding because the inside elements, inside atoms, do not have access to the outside reactive chemicals. When you've got a liquid, it's completely different because the outside surface of the liquid is being refreshed by what's on the inside of the liquid, so it goes much more quickly. So what happens in sodium then at the start? The reaction occurs, then it melts the outside surface of the sodium, then it really starts cooking. So that's why as soon as you're starting working with the ones down below, they immediately turn into a liquid and it really goes off. It releases hydrogen, and hydrogen then is responsible for the flame that you'll see. So in this little video, which may or may not load, we'll have a look. I think it may be going to load. And probably I shouldn't do this because it probably won't appear in the broadcast, but just for fun anyway. What they're doing, if it is going to load, is throwing a piece of sodium into a beaker. And, yeah, there you go. In that case, it's actually a piece of potassium. You can tell by the colour. Yeah. So that's why they don't want you carrying that sort of stuff in a plane. Down the bottom, I've never seen rubidium and cesium thrown into water. Highly explosive. So our trend in reactivity at the moment then, when we're reacting with water, it's clearly there's an increasing reactivity as we go down the group, and that corresponds to the increased tendency to form the cation. So cesium plus is much more readily formed than lithium plus, and also this decrease in the melting point at the top. Lithium's got a high melting point, down the bottom,